Update on area high school football scores from San Antonio and South Texas.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to week three of our high school football coverage in the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance High School Football Scoreboard Show. Bobby Stotzenberger, pleased to be joined by Andy Skelton. He saw the Judson Rockets win tonight. I got to see the Steel Knights win tonight, and we got a lot of scores and reports from around the area. We're in an undisclosed location. Let's just say we'll put it that way, because actually we're in a parking lot. We just won't tell you which one. Parts unknown, just like the wrestlers of old days. All right, we got a report right off the bat here as the Somerset Bulldogs get one final non-district tune-up, and then they take on in 2 weeks their arch rival, the Southside Cardinals. And tonight down in Somerset, they took on the McCullum Cowboys, and Jeremy Sneed was there. Jeremy?
Yes, and it was a very exciting game. A little Friday the 13th magic was going on, and it was live and well, senior parent night here at Bulldog Stadium for Somerset, and it was an interesting start to the game. It was 13-0. McCullum got off to a quick start, two touchdown runs from their fullback, Nate Vasquez, but a missed extra point made it 13-0 rather than 14-0. So in the second quarter, Somerset really got things going. There was a touchdown run from John Martinez, followed by another touchdown run from Hunter Hernandez. Both extra points good for the Bulldogs, making it 14-13. And at the end of the half, McCullum went for a 34-yard field goal attempt. That was no good, and that made it 14-13. Somerset heading into the second half. And then the third quarter, Somerset really took the game over after an opening drive punt from McCullum. Somerset, two plays, 42 yards, a 38-yard touchdown from Cole Detmer to Evan Pichardo, made it 21-13. Then a turnover on downs from McCullum was punctuated by a one-yard touchdown run from John Martinez. His second touchdown of the night made it 27-13. But McCullum didn't give up. They got a touchdown run from Isaiah Leffler, who left the game with an injury following the touchdown, which made it 27-20. And then after a Somerset three and out in the fourth quarter, McCullum got a touchdown pass from Ryan Ramirez to Jacob Loa, which would have tied it at 27 apiece. With that Friday the 13th magic, it was a missed extra point from McCullum's kicker, Brian Martinez, and Somerset holds on to win 27-26. The John Wayne Service Company player of the game tonight is Somerset quarterback Cole Detmer.
All right. Where have you heard that name before? Detmer. Detmer is a name of Somerset, and congrats to the Bulldogs. They get the win over McCullum. And in 2 weeks, you can watch them on KCWX-TV as they take on the Southside Cardinals. Southside, no problems tonight with Memorial. They went at 56-6, and they set themselves up for district play in 2 weeks as well, as Ricky Locke's team is now 3-0 on the season. Let's go to a couple of district games before we take our first break. In 28-6A, last night, Brennan Big over Jay, 49-6, and Taft gets the district win with a 34-21 victory over the Clark Cougars. In District 28 tonight, it was O'Connor 36 and Warren 21 as the Panthers go 2-0 in district now. Brandeis 3-0 on the season, 2-0 in district as they defeat Marshall 56-6. Holmes and Stevens play tomorrow night. District 13-5A is underway as well. Last night, Wagner with a 43-6 victory over the Sam Houston Hurricanes, and Veterans Memorial 56-0 over Lanier also last night. Tonight, what a good one here. At the Rock Pile, it was Burbank over at Spring Sports Complex. Burbank, they're 3-0 this year. They start off district with a 27-24 win over the Edison Golden Bears. Brackenridge shuts out Jefferson 20-0, and Southwest with a 48-37 win over Uvalde. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show in a moment here on Texas Sports Productions.
The sinister cries haunted Mary through the night. Dawn neared, and still the voice tormented her. She ran towards the safety of her car, flung open the door, and a coyote had somehow gotten locked inside. But the damaged interior was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Coyote Carpool, August 1st, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions. Hi, I'm Don Rackler. When I started John Wayne Service Company, it was my goal to have the most highly skilled technicians, a fleet of fully stocked trucks, and to provide the best products and services to my customers day in and day out. At John Wayne, we built our business on one satisfied customer at a time, and we would appreciate the opportunity to serve you. So whether you have an air conditioning or heating problem, or maybe you have a plumbing or electrical need, please give us a call. 293-6700.
You don't hear many cheers for banks. It could be because chants like 2468, let my savings account appreciate, don't exactly whip crowds into a frenzy. But more likely, it's because most banks haven't given us much to cheer about. It hasn't always been that way. At Frost, we've been San Antonio's hometown favorite since 1868. And if you don't bank with Frost yet, come on over. We promise to never stop working to make you a big fan of everything we do. Visit frostbank.com/expectmore.
Looking to take your PC gaming to the next level? Visit your local Altex Computers and Electronics store and upgrade to the latest gaming hardware from top brands such as MSI, Asus, EVGA, Corsair, and more. Altex has aisles and aisles of gaming hardware to choose from, so you can stop worrying about that loading screen and start taking your game to the next level. They have knowledgeable sales associates standing by to answer any and all questions related to today's technology. Can't make it to the store? Visit Altex.com for great pricing, store pickup options, and fast free shipping on thousands of items. Altex, keeping you connected since 1980.
All right, folks, we dropped down a couple of classes. Bobby Stotzenberger with you and Andy Skelton. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Bobby.
we'll drop down a few classes. We had a great game tonight down in Marion as the Blanco Panthers came to town. Easton Allen has a report on an overtime game. Easton?
Yeah, there was a crazy game here in Marion, Texas tonight. The Marion Bulldogs fell short 36-35. It was in overtime. It was really a tale of two halves. Marion was up 21-7 at the half, really just controlling the ball game. And then into the second half, Blanco came out firing, scored three straight touchdowns unanswered to get the second half going and took the lead 28-21 going into the fourth quarter. Marion responded, though, slowing down that Blanco momentum, tying the game up at 28 apiece at the end of regulation. So going into overtime ballgame, tied at 28, Marion started with the football. In just two plays, they go down and get a touchdown from Zach Goodwin, the senior quarterback, the senior number seven wideout, Cade Bauman, to make the game 35-28 in favor of Marion. Then going into the second, now Blanco had his next turn on offense after that. They go down on one play, get a touchdown pass from Baylor Smith to Austin Van Pelt, 25 yards on one play. And the Blanco Panthers, the game-changing call, Coach Tesh of Blanco decides to go for two to risk it all to go win out and win the game. And they get it on the two-point conversion and in the game. And the Blanco Panthers came out on top in dramatic fashion, 36-35 over the Marion Bulldogs.
Great report. Thank you very much, Easton. As we roll on, back to 6A we go. Last night, Smithson Valley looked really strong in a 44-0 win over the Madison Mavericks. Judson tonight, 39-0 over Harlingen. Andy, you saw that game. That was a little sloppy by the Rockets, but they get the victory, and Harlingen's a very respectable program.
I'll tell you what, Harlingen came to play the first half, and if Harlingen had two turnovers, it was 19-0 at half. It should have been 6-0, and Judson finally got it going in the second half and quit messing around and doing what Judson does. But hats off to Coach Gomez down at Harlingen. Those kids came to play hard, but Judson did persevere. They won 39-0.
All righty. Elsewhere from teams from that 26, which starts district play, East Central has just gone final as they had defeated Alamo Heights 35-28. Alamo Heights had it inside the East Central 10-yard line when the game ended. Still no problem with Churchill tonight, 28-0. Maybe one of the surprises of the night, New Braunfels rallies to defeat Johnson tonight, 28-21, as the Unicorns go to district play with a big, big victory. Final, we believe. Yep. It is now final. Reagan has rallied from a 28-7 deficit, and they have defeated the Clemens Buffaloes 35 to 28. Roosevelt looks strong tonight, 62-35 winners over Laredo Alexander. Two baseball schools in the baseball score tonight. Georgetown 11-8 over South Sand. You got to love that one.
Extra innings.
Yeah. Antonian with a big win tonight as they defeated Lee at home 47-24. The Apaches with the victory there. Harlandale blanks Kennedy 50-0. As heard earlier, Somerset with a 27-26 win over McCollum. Southwest Legacy defeats Divine 31-7. It was Navarro 33-7 over Marble Falls. That was on the road and playing up a classification. Kerrville Tyvee wins 48-14 over Del Rio. It was Southside 56-6 over Memorial and Medina Valley in their rivalry game. Down the road a piece, they defeat Hondo 41-14. We'll be back with more of the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show here in a moment on Texas Sports Productions.
Returning this fall to KCWX Saturday Night Primetime, a high school football showcase presented by John Wayne Service Company. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. with VP Racing Pig and Pull High School Football Game Day, followed by High School Football Showcase at 7. Perennial Powers, the Steel Knights, and the O'Connor Panthers collide live on KCWX TV2. The best of San Antonio High School Football lives Saturday Night Primetime this fall on KCWX TV2.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
The sinister cries haunted Mary through the night. Dawn neared, and still the voice tormented her. She ran towards the safety of her car, flung open the door, and a coyote had somehow gotten locked inside. But the damaged interior was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Coyote Carpool, August 1st, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Both North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus of Dominion have earned the prestigious Elite of Lexus Award every year in business. That's 23 straight years of excellence for North Park Lexus of San Antonio. Visit either North Park Lexus location and test drive the completely redesigned 2019 ES350, featuring a modern, elegant design with a lower, more aggressive stance. Choose from a powerful yet fuel-efficient hybrid or a 350-horsepower V6, or for the first time ever, an F-Sport model. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
Welcome back. More of the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show. Bobby Stotzenberger at an undisclosed location with my good friend Andy Skelton, who joined us. We had quick games tonight, so we are out and about. We can't tell you where, but we're enjoying bringing you the action of this Friday Night Scoreboard Show. A big game tonight in District 28-6A, probably the biggest game in that district tonight, as the Warren Warriors, who were a playoff team last year, and the O'Connor Panthers collided. And the winner of this certainly has a great inside track towards a playoff berth. And tonight, Sean Morris was there with the call of the game. Well, we lost him for just a moment. We'll get back to Sean in just a moment. Fall City lost a week ago to their rival Poth. Tonight they started off slow against Stockdale. They were on the road against the Bremas. And speaking of Bremas, we got a former Brema, a MacArthur Brema grad, Rafael Aviles, was there with the call. Rafael?
Yes.
You're on.
Hello.
Hey, Rafael.
Well, yeah.
You're on.
All right, well, let's talk a little football tonight. We had a great game tonight out at Stockdale where the Bremas were playing host to Fall City. And from the onset, this one looked like it was going to be a Fall City blowout, especially because last week the Bremas lost their starting quarterback, and so they had a sophomore coming in to fill in. That wasn't the case, because for three quarters, this one was owned by the Bremas. It was 3-0 going in the locker room at the half, but something happened between the third and fourth quarter that had the Fall City Beavers turn it up a notch, and they ended up winning by a final score of 20-3 in a game that, although the score reflects a little bit of a blowout, it was anything but for three quarters.
All right. Well, the Beavers back on the winning track, and they had a scare tonight in Stockdale, but Fall City prevails. They go to 2-1 All right, we got our next. All right, we got Sean working his way back, but we go out to Bernie. Last week, Andy and I saw a great game in the Holy Bowl. Holy Cross laid it all out, and you wondered, do they have any energy left right after beating their rival Central Catholic?
No doubt. They're a physical bunch of kids. They played hard. They played both ways, and they were spent at the end.
They had to go to Bernie tonight, and this was expected to be a good contest. Holy Cross visiting Bernie. Here's Andrew Stossmeister.
Hey, guys. What a football game. You just talked about it. You know, you thought there'd be some energy. There was certainly a lot of that. It kind of sputtered at times, but, you know, this game included, once again, 800 yards of offense. We saw an 80-yard run by a quarterback. And how about this? A 98-yard run by Gibby Salas. He had himself a big game. He got his team the lead in the fourth quarter, but Bernie wasn't going away quietly. They get the ball back with 90 seconds left, and they lean on their sophomore quarterback, Rashawn Galloway, tonight, who finds a way from 8 yards out on the final play of the game to get into the end zone and score to give his team the victory 26-24. He was solid all the way down. It was a game that really very much felt like it was Friday the 13th. A lot of penalties again for both sides, but the Bernie Greyhounds, they come up with 366 yards of total offense. Galloway throws for 254 yards, 16 of 25 passing, 2 touchdowns, and then the game-winning score to help out his team. He is a part of the all 3 of the 4 touchdowns to help his team improve to 3-0 on the season before they will head and face Harlandale next week. But don't count out this Holy Cross team. Despite them falling to 2-1, they'll be against a good Antonian Prep team next week. And watch out, that's a good Holy Cross football team.
No doubt about it. Thank you very much, Andrew Stossmeister. And now we'll go to 28-6A, Warren and O'Connor tonight, and here's Sean Morris.
Hey, Bobby, thanks. Craig Estabrook and I had this game tonight, and it was really a tale of two halves. Game started off with David Dodd for the O'Connor Panthers throwing a 17-yard touchdown pass to John Locke with 10:45 left in the second quarter. They scored again right before the half, a 26-yard touchdown pass to Sam Castillo. That made it 14-0 O'Connor. At the half, came out in the second half, and the O'Connor offense was still rolling. Zion Taylor scored twice with 7:29 left in the third. He scored on a 13-yard touchdown run, and then he scored again with 5:22 left in the third. And that was a 32-yard run that made it 28-0. O'Connor's defense was playing outstanding all night. But then something happened. With 2:55 left in the third quarter, Sam Stanford scores on a 7-yard touchdown pass, and Warren is on the board, and it's now 28-7. Right after that, they recover an onside kick, and it's a 13-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Elder with 51 seconds left in the third quarter. That made it 28-14. And then with 9:01 left in the fourth quarter, the Warren Warriors score on a 49-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Elder, and that made it 28-21. And we had a ball game, and everybody in this place sat down in their seats and said, you know what, we're not leaving early tonight. We're going to watch this one. So 28-21 with 9:01 left, O'Connor gets the ball back, goes on a 5-minute and 46-second drive to eat up as much clock as they can. Zion Taylor scores on a 7-yard touchdown run with 3:08 left in the fourth quarter. That gave O'Connor the lead 35-21, and they did not look back after that. Zion Taylor was our John Wayne Service Company player of the game with his 3 scores, and what looked like a snooze fest at the beginning turned into one heck of a ball game before O'Connor pulled away with 3:08 left. So your final from Ferris Stadium, the O'Connor Panthers 35, the Warren Warriors 21.
Well, that's great news to hear that Zion Taylor's back. He had an injury, yes, Andy, in that first game, and we didn't know if he was going to be back, but he's a good one. Well, we had another good one. We'll get to that. We've had 2 games that really came down to the wire. We'll report on one of them next, but we owe our sponsors a break. This is the Stephen Reeves Farmers Insurance Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard on Texas Sports Productions.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Reputation. It defines us.
How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company. Our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number TACLX 1785C.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
You don't hear many cheers for banks. It could be because chants like 2-4-6-8, let my savings account appreciate, don't exactly whip crowds into a frenzy. But more likely, it's because most banks haven't given us much to cheer about. It hasn't always been that way. At Frost, we've been San Antonio's hometown favorite since 1868. And if you don't bank with Frost yet, come on over. We promise to never stop working to make you a big fan of everything we do. Visit frostbank.com/expect more.
All righty, folks, a great one over in the southeast side of town tonight. Alamo Heights looking for their first win, but you got a vastly improved and rapidly excelling East Central team. And tonight it came down to the wire. Dave Parker was there.
I tell you what, Bobby, there's been seldomly a very good game like this early on in the season in a non-district contest. But I tell you what, Alamo Heights came out. They got ahead early, 7-0, in the by a George Flesher 2-yard run, and took the lead at 7-0. Then Caden Basanto, the quarterback for me, Central, did a great job and tied it up 7-7. Then Kobe Love throws the quarterback for Alamo Heights throws a deep pass to Bennett Voorhees, a 16-yard touchdown pass. That makes it 14-7. Then they have a running back at East Central, D'Angelo Roseman, that is a heck of a football player. He is able to run a 34-yard touchdown. He ties it up at 14-all. Then Colby Love hits Blake Burke, and Blake Burke, he's going to loom large later on in the ballgame, as I'll tell you what happened there. He was able to catch a 12-yard touchdown pass that made it 21-14. Then K. Basanto throws to Charles Oglesby, a 71-yard pass, and Oglesby just ran away from everybody. That made it 21-21. Then Roseman brings up for East Central, scores on a 3-yard run, makes 28-21. Then Colby Love throws it to Aaron Proctor on a 14-yard touchdown pass, makes it 28-28. Then D'Angelo Roseman, after East Central had stopped the Alamo Heights Mules on the 2, goes in for a 1-yard run. That made the score 35-28, but it wasn't over. Then with about 30 seconds to go in the ball game, the Mules drive down. They throw a pass into the end zone with 9 seconds left. Blake Burke, who had also caught that earlier pass, who had done a heck of a job receiving for the Mules, catches the ball with one hand, gets called, Bobby, unbelievable, for offensive pass interference in the end zone. Then it's penalty, and Colby Love gets sacked, and that's a ball game. But, wow, I think everybody on our crew is just worn out from one heck of a football game, and the Mules have come back. They'll be 0-3, but they are not that bad. And East Central will be 2-1, and they are that good. They are for real.
All right. Thanks very much, Dave Parker, East Central, with the victory tonight. Let's catch up some scores, and we had a legendary program visit the area tonight as well. It was still 28-0 over Churchill, Roosevelt 62-35 over Laredo Alexander. We've brought some of these scores. Let's bring some of the new ones in here real quick. Floresville 48-20 over Carrizo Springs. Wimberley beats Canyon Lake big 45-7. Looks like the Texans are back this year. Pleasanton shuts out Pearsall 28-zip. It was Crystal City with a 22-20 Tony win over Zapata in overtime. Blanco beats Marion 36-35. It was Randolph getting by Johnson City tonight 47-24. Cole beats San Antonio Christian 41-21. Poth over Carn City 41-13, the final there. Cotulla with a 34-7 win over Dilley. It was Jordanton Big over La Pryor 35-6. Natalia beats their neighbor Lytle 63-10. Big win for Natalia tonight. It was Harper with a 6-0 shutout of Ingram Tom Moore. Lago Visto 20-10 winners over Comfort. Fall City 20-3 winners over Stockdale. It was Ben Bolt beating DeHannes tonight 42-28. Bernie gets by Holy Cross 26-24, and Bandera over St. Anthony 40-12. And one of the legendary programs in all of Texas visited the area tonight. That would be the LaGrange Leopards. Of course, you have to lead off with that when you say LaGrange. But hey, Cameron Cushwar saw as the Leopards came to town, they took on the Lavergne Bears.
Bobby, what were the odds going into tonight that LaGrange would have more yards passing than rushing? That was off the board in Vegas, right? Showing by the Leopards this evening. 191 yards through the air, 2 touchdowns of 40-plus yards, and their leader all night long was their quarterback slash running back slash kick returner, Matthew Johnson. He averaged 8 yards per carry. He threw a touchdown pass. He returned some kicks. He also caught a pass. Just for good measure, 180 all-purpose yards. And ultimately, the special teams were the difference. Lavergne went for a two-point conversion in the first half after LaGrange had converted one. They missed it. They missed 2 extra points as the game went along as well. So they were down by 4. They had the ball at the LaGrange 34 with 4 minutes to go. They went holding penalty, sack, tackle for loss, and a fumbled snap. LaGrange recovered and ran out the clock. Diego Mendoza, 4 rushing touchdowns to give him 9 on the young season. Gage Lowry, 18 for 26, 2 touchdowns through his first interception. But special teams and penalties, they'll kill you.
All right, LaGrange wins it, 43-39 over Lavergne. We'll finish it off with maybe the game of the night and a monumental rally as Mark Kusenberger saw the Reagan Rattlers visiting the Clemens Buffaloes.
Well, I can't do this game justice in the short time I have, which is nobody's fault, but Clemens built up a 28-7 lead with DiDomenico throwing a touchdown pass to Thigpen and a touchdown pass to Earl Tovar, ran for one himself, plus got a fumble return touchdown for Derek Lewis. It was 28-7 Clemens halfway through the third quarter. Then Reagan got a 3-yard touchdown from Carson Green to make it 28-14. A fumble recovery by Roberto Sada set up a 1-yard run by Staley, fourth and goal on a quarterback sneak to make it 28-21. And then after a couple of punts, Reagan took over the ball with just under half of the fourth quarter remaining, put together an 11-play, 73-yard drive in 4 minutes and 6 seconds. On third and goal, they got a 10-yard touchdown pass from Travis Staley to Staten Ankrum to tie the game at 28. And then on the first play from scrimmage for Clemens, Matt Scannell intercepts the ball and gets a 35-yard pick 6 to give Reagan the lead. They score their last 14 points in a 17-second span. 28 unanswered points gives Reagan a 35-28 win over the Clemens Buffaloes.
Never ever count out the Reagan Rattlers. They folks were worried about them, downing them. They showed tonight that they are still a force to be reckoned with.
And Mark needs to take a breath.
Yes.
Great job, Mark.
All right, Dripping Springs just gone final 54-38 over New Braunfels Canyon. I think we've given out all the scores. We'll run down what we have real quick here. In district play, we'll at least get those in. 28-6A. Last night, Brennan 49-6 over Jay. Taft defeats Clark 34-21. Tonight, it was O'Connor 36-21 winners over Warren. Brandeis Big over Marshall 56-6. In district 13-5A, Division 1, Wagner last night with a 43-6 win over Sam Houston. Veterans Memorial shuts out Lanier 56-0 last night. Some good ones tonight. Burbank stays unbeaten with a 27-21 24 win over Edison. Brackenridge blanks Jefferson 20-0. I think that game's been played for a few years. And it was the Southwest Dragons with a 48-37 win tonight over Uvalde. We'll see you same time, same station next week, 10:30 for the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Thanks to Shemiah Reed and my partner Andy Skelton. We'll see you tomorrow night with our television coverage on KCWX Bernie Champion against MacArthur. Until next week, good night, everyone.
Join us again next Friday night at this time for the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance High School Football Scoreboard Show on 9:30 a.m. The Answer.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Actress Felicity Huffman was sentenced Friday to 14 days in prison for paying $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT scores. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with more on the story.
Outside court, Felicity Huffman said nothing. Inside, she tearfully apologized to her daughter, who was not there, recounting how the teen said to her, "I don't know who you are anymore, Mom. Why didn't you believe in me?" The actress also admitted her actions were stupid and wrong. Besides the 14 days in prison, Huffman will pay a $30,000 fine, do community service, and a year probation. She's the first parent sentenced in a college admission scandal that ensnared dozens of wealthy and well-connected mothers and fathers. I'm Julie Walker.
There are growing questions about former Vice President Joe Biden's acuity after last night's Democratic presidential debate from Houston. Mark Lauder, spokesman for the 2020 Trump campaign, tells Salem Radio that he thought Mr. Biden had a shaky performance.
There are a lot of Democrats out there that are questioning whether he's got what it takes to go toe-to-toe with President Trump and through the finish line next November. But really, beyond the pattern of misspeaking and forgetfulness, it's more about the policies that really should outrage the American people.
A spokesperson for Mortimer D.A. Sackler has defended $1 billion in previously unknown transfers from OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to his family, saying that they were perfectly legal and appropriate in every respect. New York State's Attorney General contends that the Sackler family, which owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, used the overseas bank accounts to conceal the transfer of millions of dollars from the company to themselves. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it.
Each spring, companies from other states send people out knocking on doors using a sophisticated script soliciting pest control. Hi, I'm Warren Remy from Spider-Man Pest Control, recommending that homeowners ask if these people are licensed or a member of the San Antonio or the Texas Pest Control Association. At 210-656-3721, knowledgeable experts can explain our programs to suit your needs. 210-656-3721, Spider-Man Pest Control, your web of protection since 1976.
Hi, it's Milton Glick from Milberger's Landscape Nursery at 1604 on Boulevardy Road. What's your gardening goal? Well, Milberger's can help you out no matter what your gardening goal is. Maybe your goal is to have a beautiful garden, the envy of the neighborhood. Well, Milberger's can help you out. They carry the plants and the products and the professional advice, too, that can help you choose the right plants for whatever your needs are in the garden. You'll find also that Milberger's can help you if you're trying to grow vegetables or fruits, maybe citrus or pecans, whatever it is. Milberger's can help you out with great plants that are specifically chosen because they do well in this area. Now, maybe your goal is to have a water garden. Did you know Milberger's can help you with that too? See, whatever your gardening goals are, Milberger's can help you out. Milberger's can also help you out with great advice as well when you go to MilbergerNursery.com. You'll see videos on gardening tips. You'll also see a events that are coming up so you can share your gardening experience. That's MilbergerNursery.com. That's all at Milberger's Landscape Nursery, 1604 Boulevardy Road.
Grill.com. That's besthotgrill.com.
The Arterburn Radio Transmission Show is sponsored by Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange. The Arterburn Radio Transmission Show is sponsored by Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange.
Time, weather, and
always
veteran of 3 foreign wars, entrepreneur, and warrior poet, Tony Arterburn takes on the issues facing our country, civilization, and planet. This is the Arterburn Radio Transmission.
Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state.